going to recite to you a few of the Uncle Josh records that I used to memorize when I was a kid. My uncle had a machine, and we used to memorize these records, so I'll recite a couple of these for you, and you'll see what we had for the past time we was kids. And the first one I'll recite would be Uncle Josh Rides a Bicycle. And I'll talk like Uncle Josh in years of Cansley. He said, well, gosh, all hemlock, it seemed that everybody in Pumpkin Center was buying bicycles. He said Jim Lawson had one, Hank Weaver had one, Ruby Henry had one, Elijah Willard had one, and Deacon Witherspoon had one. And Nancy said, in order to keep up in society, I would have to learn to ride a bicycle. Well, I told her in order to keep peace in the family that I would learn. Well, sir, I wished you'd have been there when I commenced. I got that galled iron machine with the horns, and I let it out in the middle of the road, and I got on it sort of unconcerned-like, and I got off it sort of unconcerned-like. I went up in the air, and I come down all over that bicycle. I fell on top of it, I fell in front of it, I fell behind it, I fell on both sides of it at the same time. I don't know how I ever done it, but I did. I run my foot through the spokes, put about 150 punctures in a hedge fence. I sheared a horse and buggy and the tire off of the hind wheel. I lost the lamp, I lost the clamp, I lost my patience. I lost my self-respect. I broke the handlebars, I broke the sprocket. I broke the Ten Commandments and the ordinance against loud and abusive language. Well, sir, once is enough for me. You can all ride your bicycles that want to, but for my part, I'd just as soon stand up and walk as to sit down and walk. No more bicycles for your Uncle Josh, not if he knows it. And your Uncle Josh calculates that how he does.